Now, where does the person find the strength? Where does the person find that inner resolve that you're willing to die for something that you believe in? That you're willing to die instead of to let go of Jesus Christ, who is life? Where did Rahab find the strength, the patience, and the courage to perform these heroic feats? We know, don't we? As I ask this question to you, we know the answer to this question. The Bible shows us through its pages that you become what you trust in. You become like that which you worship. As Rahab began to trust and worship the Lord began to work in her life. The Lord began to empower her to do great things on His behalf. Things that she could have never done on her own, by her own strength. In Rahab's actions, we see the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ who was to come. How do we see Jesus in Rahab's life? Well, when we look at Rahab, Rahab could have stayed in her room all alone, couldn't she? She would have stayed in her room and it would have been safe and it would have been comfortable and she would have had salvation. She would have been safe from the wrath to come. But she would have been saved alone, wouldn't she? But the good news, the gospel, is we see that Rahab didn't stay in her room, did she? And then we look at our Savior. We look at our great high priest and we see that Jesus, He could have stayed in heaven. He could have stayed in the perfect communion and fellowship with His Father and the Holy Spirit and even the elect angels. See, God is under no obligation to show mercy to rebels. God, as the holy God, can show wrath and pour out fury on rebels. God has no obligation to save. But God, who is love, and God, who is abundant loving kindness, does show mercy. And we see that Jesus, He could have stayed in heaven, safe from God's wrath to come on all rebels. He could have stayed comfortable. There was no resistance in heaven. There was no stress in heaven. There was no suffering in heaven. All was harmonious. But we see that Jesus didn't stay in heaven, did He? Rahab left her house, in hopes of bringing salvation to her family. Rahab left her house risking the chance of losing her own life to do so. But obviously, Rahab was hoping that it wouldn't come to that. She went out of her house, but she went out of her house hoping to save her family and to save herself. And here lies the difference. Jesus left heaven knowing that He came to give His life. The enemies of Jesus on the cross, the enemy said He saved others, Himself. He could not save. And that's the truth. For Jesus to save you and I, He could not save Himself. Jesus left the glories of heaven in order to save His people from their sins, not by just risking the chance of losing His life, but here's the gospel, but by losing His life. Jesus is the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. So where do we get the strength to give, to live a life of courage, of patience, of godly suffering, godly strength, as Rahab did? By, as Rahab followed and trusted wholeheartedly in the God of the Bible, then, brothers and sisters in Christ, we too must rest our souls in the Lord Jesus Christ, the God who created us. Let's pray.